And now, someone who has been at our festivals and performed a number of times, that's Harry Stevenson, along with someone who performs here for the first time, Barbara Moncure. This is a group of songs that come from the Catskills, and I wish that they would explain each one as they go along.
There lived a man named Henry Backus who wrote a number of songs concerning local events. I know it's kind of late in the afternoon, everybody's pretty hot, and this is rather a long song, but Henry Backus is a man whose songs deserve at least to be recognized and sung once in a while by the people today. Thanks, Harry. This song is called The Baptist Preacher, or The Drowned Woman and Child, and it concerns a local supposed murder on the part of a Baptist preacher who went out on the Esopus Creek with his woman and child. Well, the rest of the song will tell itself, so here it is. This event, incidentally, took place in 1853.
Surgeon, let no confound you, fair as snow.
temptation, less cruel I can be brought to shame.
Canal extending from Mundock down to Holmesville, Pennsylvania. And many of the songs that were sung on the canal have been lost, but in the newspapers of 1850, we ran across some lyrics that were sung on the canal that told of Holton and the courtship on the canal at that time. Some of them were from the Papua River. Then the big boat chased the squeezer. That flaxy boat had passed the boat. Slicker than the weasel, slicker than the weasel. There was a gal named Sarah Jane, a youth named Samuel. They courted long and happily on the D&H Canal, on the D&H Canal. They loved each other tenderly, and there wasn't a boat so fair-head, that ere the boat was steamed aboard, these love I heard was wear-head, these love I heard was wear-head. But they never did for Samuel's eyes, they buried him with the shovel, they buried him all in sticky down, along the 12-mile level, along the 12-mile level. And ere her lover was dead one week, the neighbors all found out that Sarah Jane was quite a threat. A junk dealer from Mundock, yes, up Dr. Mundock. This is a song about the Bluestone Choir. There are no songs, so this is a little ditty or a little thing I've composed myself. I might say, next is red flannels. The choirman put the red flannels on in the winter time to keep warm. In the summer, now, like now, if you had red flannels on, you'd find out that it'd be real cool. It'd absorb the perspiration, and by the evaporation, it'd be keep cool. And there are most, this song probably, I might say, is about Jackie Hill, which was populated by Irishmen back in 1800. In 1804, when they put their long red panels on, the Irishmen put their panels on to work in the Bluestone Quarry. Hillary hoorah hoorah hey, Hillary hoorah hoorah hey, Hillary hoorah hoorah hey, to work in the Bluestone Quarry. They left the island far behind, such a work of a different kind. The work was hard, but they didn't mind the work in the Bluestone Quarry. They brought the jigs and songs of cheer, flowers were stories and they liked for beer. And the famous road the man for fear, for the rest in the Bluestone Quarry. Hillary hoorah hoorah hey, Hillary hoorah hoorah hey, Hillary hoorah hoorah hey, for the rest in the Bluestone Quarry. The choir in the name was sometimes low, sure the devil himself is in that blue stone. But they'd often be nursing the bolt and bone, they got by work in the quarry. Was mightiness and him knew that, with never a thought for poor old Pat. And him with nothing but an open hat, to keep off the spots that flew in the quarry. Hillary hoorah hoorah hey, Hillary hoorah hoorah hey, Hillary hoorah hoorah hey, that spots that flew in the quarry. And the company house the days they'd been, the siding was so terrible thin. There wasn't a place the wind wouldn't get in, but it howled around the quarry. And at night when it lay them down the street, the wiry fuzz would follow it creep. And watch next day would sliver a tree, and leave the cab in a Bluestone Quarry. Hillary hoorah hoorah hey, Hillary hoorah hoorah hey, Hillary hoorah hoorah hey, to make the cab in a Bluestone Quarry. Jim Murphy and the strikers true, were drilling a hole in the stone so blue. They went after the drills when the newness of blue, so let the drill out in the quarry. Oh, and then turned the quarter to one, the drill was nowhere under the sun.
But even the herd of days again, a blast is shaking the corn. When it's raining a hole and God and ship, there is a devil awake in the drill. And if you look real close, you can see him still, awake in the drill in the blue stone corn.
Well, I don't think the next song needs any introduction to Camp Woodland. That is Putting on the Agony. However, we should explain this is a rather doctored up version, and Harry is chiefly responsible for most of the new verses that you will hear. So here we go. And naturally, we all want you to join in on the chorus, okay?
Young man on the highway, driving like he's mad, with a band who cried that he's fired from his dad. He holds the horn so wide, he just watches Lady smile, but she knows he's only
she goes to camp just to meet the boys, laughs and giggles at every little noise. She likes to go and swim in every little while, but the boys all know she's only putting on the star.
Putting on the agony, putting on the star. That's all the young girls are doing all the while. As I look around me, I'm very active star. To see so many people put on the star.
Young man in a restaurant, close to 30 quite, walking like a pony and that's only halfway right. Smoking, chewing, drinking, and thinking all the while that there is nothing equal to put on the star.
Put on the agony, put on the star. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around,
we used to ride the streetcar down the Kingston Plain, and it wasn't just to hear that band playing counterpoint. Today they use the auto 100 miles away, just to do what we did on a bicycle ride from home.
Put on the agony, put on the star.
School buses full of children, much too weak to walk, as if it's more than half a mile to pass such a squawk. Then we build gymnasiums, no matter what the price, just to give our little darlings some needed exercise.
Woo! Put on the agony, put on the star. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very up to star to see so many people put on the star.
Policeman on the corner turns his big fat head when he sees the rich guy double back ahead. But if it happens to be you, he really doesn't smile. He just writes out a ticket, he's putting on the star.
Putting on the agony, putting on the star. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very up to star. To see so many people putting on the star.
When the campers come to Woodland near the end of June, looking like pastry from the oven for the soon, handle top and bottom in a little while, but it's only nature putting on the star.
Putting on the agony, putting on the star. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I'm very up to star. To see so many people. Oh, put on the sign.
had Faye Darius, but I lost her. Where is she? A dance by Faye. The Foggy Dew, sung by Sheila Greenberg.
It has a railroad.
What?
Well, folks, I'm going to tell you, this isn't very good because I haven't sung it very often. I just don't care about it, but in order to please the rest of you, I'll do the best I can.
Well, that's a good way to feel, Molly. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, thank you. Go ahead. Leanne McCall.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to settle is one of my own compositions. It's called the Catskill Mountain Trail.
Okay, we'll now have the Devil's Green.
And here they